In Florida, where the governor took a bold step today, suspending all COVID restrictions. Ryan.
Yeah, Rob, a really bold step. The governor today basically saying the state of emergency in Florida is over and telling local municipalities like cities and counties that they can no longer enforce COVID-related rules.
Today is the 3rd of March. Of May.
With the stroke of a pen, mask mandates, social distancing guidelines, and any other COVID-related rules will not be allowed in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is no longer in a state of emergency.
I think folks that are saying that they need to be policing people at this point, if you're saying that, you really are saying you don't believe in the vaccines. You don't believe in the data. You don't believe in the science. We've embraced the vaccines. We've embraced the science on it.
Several Florida counties had mask mandates, but that was before DeSantis' executive order today wiped them out.
We can all expect to see our hospitalizations increase. Unfortunately, we'll probably see an increase in deaths, but I guess that's not important.
While Florida's percent positive has been higher than other states with stricter rules, deaths have been on the decline and are lower than states like New York and California. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a major reopening scheduled for May 19th, when capacity limits will be lifted for places like restaurants and gyms. New Jersey is also dropping many restrictions.
These are the most aggressive steps we have taken to reopen to date, and we feel confident that we can do this safely because our numbers have trended decisively in the right direction.
Trending in the right direction, but are we on track to reach herd immunity? Some experts say 70 to 75% of the country would need to be vaccinated. Right now, about 32% of Americans are fully vaccinated.
There's a lot of debate now about whether we will reach herd immunity at some point. Are you optimistic? Do you think we will in this country?
Yes, I'm optimistic that we'll reach herd immunity in this country because I don't go on any models for any other virus, but just looking at other countries that are going faster than we in terms of vaccination and seeing how low at a certain rate of vaccination the UK is with cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
And important to point out with that executive order here in Florida, it does not apply to private businesses. So in most grocery stores, the big chains, you still have to wear a mask. And in Orlando with the theme parks like Disney and Universal, they are still enforcing their mask mandates. Live in Miami, Brian Antin, News Nation.